We are so pumped here on this show because there's not many shows we all agree on. Like, it's hard, Nick, Cody, to be honest, to get you involved in some of our shows like Dancing, etc. But
never.
Bachelor.
SAS Australia, yes. Melbourne, it is back on Channel 7, 7:30 tonight.
Are you ready? No! Get something!
To Australia, you're a celebrity. I don't care. No matter how hard you've ever pushed, how much fear you've ever faced, that's nothing. Because you're going to where you've never been before.
And we are joined by the DS, the legend himself, Ant Middleton. Ant, welcome back to the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we've lost him.
Oh, no.
Oh, Zoom's frozen.
Oh, no.
Hang on, he'll come back in. I think we've got to get him back in the Zoom.
Like true SAS, where
yeah,
is he?
He's like,
you know,
here he is.
I'm in disguise.
He's back, but he's muted.
He is muted. Ant.
Josiah, is there anything you can press to make us hear?
He's
just having a problem with his phone.
Fix your phone, Ant! I'm
going to do his job.
You had one job! Turn on Zoom! What is wrong with you?
Right.
Here he is!
There he is.
Wait.
We can hear you.
You know when he says to the recruits, if this was me, if this was you, what would you do?
Oh.
You know, he turns that around when he spoke to Alicia Molly.
Right, listen, I'm on. I've just scrapped the hotel internet and I'm on 4G, guys. So that's how much I love you. This is going to cost me about £1 million.
Yeah, it's going back to the UK and bounding back into Australia. And we are so excited. We've already, because we get this access, so we've seen what's coming up and we can guarantee, Melbourne, you are going to get right into this season. We've got sportsmen, models, actors, actresses, notorious politicians. What did you think of this year's pack, Ant?
Do you know what? That's what I love about the show is it makes us work because you've got different personalities, different shapes and sizes, different people, different backgrounds, different tasks, different locations, different environments, and you're going to get a completely different show. But what I love about the show is that we don't know nothing about the recruits as such or the celebrities. We literally, you know, we work from day one in finding out who they are, what they're about, you know, their personalities, and really digging into their insecurities and their weaknesses in order to expose the true them. So this year was, you know, normally we can pack two or three of them together and go, right, you fit in the same category, you fit in the same category. But each and every one of them was completely different. As you can see, we had Kobe, we had politicians, we had Big Sam Burgess, we had Erin, who's a model.
Bryn Edelston.
We had, you know, Yana. Yeah, we had
Manu.
We had tennis, you know, we had Mark Philippoussis. We had, you name it, they were all different. So
I can't remember those
imagine
people.
Imagine my mind was fried from day one. But listen, what a course. And, you know, you'll be absolutely shocked on what we uncover in this series.
I've got a question for you, Ant. There's one name I can't believe you forgot because this bloke constantly referred to himself in the third person.
There's no acting on this course for me. This is Dan Ewing. So what does Dan Ewing do when he is sleep deprived? What will Dan do when he hasn't eaten, when he is freezing cold, he's getting screamed at, called all sorts of things?
Nothing.
What does Dan Ewing do when his back's against the wall?
Did you make him tired enough to stop referring to himself in the third person?
Dan Ewing is the space cadet. He's completely out there. I'm sure he's got his own spaceship. He's one of those guys that, you know, everyone takes a bit of warming to, and Dan just has his own ways and different ways of doing things. That doesn't mean that he can't achieve what's set out in front of him. But he did make me laugh a few times, and a couple of times I actually wanted to rip his head off, but I didn't, obviously. But that's with all of them. You know, we push them so, you know, so hard and you know, in such a short amount of time that they're in this constant state of shock, this constant state of capture. And, you know, a couple of them can't deal with it and they're gone within the first couple of days. And you'll see in tonight's episode what I'm talking about.
Now, mate, you get right up in their face. You get so angry. It's a talent because you get so close that you don't spit on them, but you could almost pash them, and then you pull out. Is it, at any stage, do you have any downtime where you actually speak to the recruits? Because you're so intense and they're so on edge, but there's no downtime at all. It's just for that 2 weeks. It's just bang.
Yes, back to back. There's no downtime for them. There's no downtime for us. There's no downtime for production. This is a one-of-a-kind production, to be fair. You know, I'm not an actor. I don't work for TV. I work, and if you want to put me on your channel, then great, let's work together. and productions find that hard. You know, they like to take control. But fair play to Screen Time Australia and Channel 7 for literally just handing me the reins and going, "And listen, we trust you with your stuff. We're there for you." And you know, they're brilliant at what they do. And I like to think that we're good at what we do and we're the experts in our field. So great teamwork that makes this course happen.
Out of all of those, and they're scared. Out of all those groups, Ant, you know, you've got former politicians, athletes, chefs. Who are the most annoying to deal with? Like, I know to me, the models and the actors drive me insane.
You put me on the spot there. The politicians are annoying, aren't they? Let's be honest. but listen, what I love about the politicians is exposing them to the real world. You know, they go through whatever education system they go through, and do they experience what real life is about? Probably not. So I actually enjoy putting politicians through their paces just to give them a little bit more experience, hopefully, to go back with and say, listen, this is reality here. Yeah, we can look at these papers and push these pens, but this is what goes on out in the big wide world. And hopefully it can change their mindset and change certain decisions that they make. So I do like having politicians on the course, but the sportsmen as well. You know, the sports individuals, everyone thinks they're going to be, you know, they're going to smash it and they're going to do really well. And we chip into their mindset and we expose a weakness up here. And then before you know it, boom, they're out of the game. And that happens during the series.
It's funny you mentioned politicians because Emma Hassar, who she's great viewing, we had no idea who she was and she kept referring to her scandal. I think that had gone under the radar in Australia, but we all know about it now. And I wanted to ask, Ant, you said you don't know these people or their backstory. There's someone in there and I'm even scared of him because I've grown up knowing about the Bra Boys and Kobe Abbotton. And do you ever do the research during the course and go, oh, this guy or this person might be a bit scary? I don't really want to get on their bad side.
No, I don't allow that to happen. because the moment you do that, then you redesign the course or you take a different angle and the course is the course. We don't care. That's the thing about it. We don't care who you are, what you've been through. And, you know, just because I read up something doesn't mean I'm not going to get in your face. If you've messed up and it's pretty big, I'm going to get in your face. And whether you're a Bra Boy, whether you're an NFL player, a boxer, an MMA fighter, whatever it may be, you better believe that if you mess up, that I'm going to be there within seconds shouting in your face.
You spoke about breaking down the athletes and the sports people. Now, I'd find that harder for your job to break them down because they're so mentally strong in their field of sports. That's what makes like an Alicia Molik and a Mark Philippoussis great tennis players they are, and Sammy Burgess, who's represented his country in both union and league. Is that a challenge for you? Do you find that more of a challenge than breaking a Bryn Edelston, who's never done anything like that before?
Yeah, and I love that challenge. That's why I continue to do the course. I love the challenge of finding an insecurity or finding a weakness. And all I need is a small chink. And that could be not during a task. That could be when they think I'm not watching and, you know, they let their guard down whilst they're talking amongst each other. And I might overhear something or I might see them act a certain way when they think they're not being looked at. And that's when I pounce. That's when I go, right, you know what? I'm going to leave that for when, and I'm going to expose that during this task. And that's the really interesting thing about it. And everyone can be broken. You know, I believe there's no one out there that can't be broken. But the course isn't designed to completely break them. If we've done that, then we haven't done our job. We've done a bad job. It's getting into that line, getting them on that line, and then turning the mirror on them, going, "Do you recognise this person? Are you happy with who you are?" And a lot of the time, they're not. And they can't deal with the reflection in the mirror, and the armband's gone. But the people that go, "Do you know what? Yeah, I'm happy with that," we start to rebuild them.
Well, our co-host here, Fifi Box, I think she may need a bit of a dressing down, Ant, if you don't mind. Ooh. She's the number one ticket holder for the Western Bulldogs Football Club, and their team was in the prelim final on the weekend. The win gets into the grand final, and she went to bed before the game finished. What would you say to Fifi?
The game was
about
over.
That?
I'm on my way to you guys now.
Do you know what's funny about that? Like, Ant, I can tell you, I did Dancing with the Stars this year already. The one show I'll never celebrity do is your show. But 100%. I tell you what, when you get up close like that, it's the one part I do want. Like,
you're probably passing.
I know. It's just like, it's the best. It's, I don't know how they don't. It's just...
I don't know how people have gone and done this show again.
If you see me abseiling through your window and smashing through your window and putting a black bag over your head, then you know you'll be gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, faint. That'd be amazing. And I secretly love you, now openly love you. We can't get enough of you, and I can guarantee we've all seen the first three eps. OMG.
Yeah,
I watched it before these boys, and I waited. I kept going, "Boys, watch it, watch it, watch it. We've got to talk about it." It's great viewing. SAS Australia tonight, 7:30. Do not miss it. Channel 7 and 7 Plus. And let's hopefully we get to touch base a bit further in the series, or you just fly in my bedroom window. Whatever
did
happens.
Did you say
good.
Touch base?
Listen. Do something.
Awesome. Thanks, Ant Middleton. Let's get on the Chainsmokers Halsey now here at the Fox. Morning, Melbourne.